We're going to study the Maharal on the Megillah in his Sefer Or Chadosh. And this is the Maharal on Perek Gimel in the Megillah. Mordechai refuses to bow to Haman. The Megillah says, Vayhi ka'amram elav yom v'yom v'lo shama aleihem. Various people, various servants, Avdei HaMelech, people in the king's court, confront Mordechai and say, why aren't you bowing to Haman? This is what has been commanded of us. Everyone else is understanding that Haman is to be revered. Haman is certainly to be feared also. And you're just not towing the line. And why is that? The Megillah says, Vayhi ka'amra melav yom v'yom v'lo shama aleihem. Vayagidu l'haman. Now he was ratted out. And they informed on him and said to Haman, you know, this Mordechai HaYehudi, he's not korea u'mishtachve, he's not bowing to you, he's not showing you deference and respect. And they did this, the Megillah says, hayamdu divrei Mordechai, to see whether Mordechai's words would indeed stand, would he continue, because he's a Jew, principled Jew, to not bow to the Haman, to the king's appointee. This is all focused on the fact that he is a Jew. It's not just that he is not bowing, but he says why, and now they're going, oh, so it's because you're a Jew, and they discuss this with Haman, and Haman answers, and the Medrash fills in what this conversation was between Mordechai and these Avdei HaMelech, between the Avdei HaMelech and Haman, and Haman's response. Let's see the Medrash inside, and then we'll study the Maharal. He quotes the Medrash extensively. Vayhi ka'amra melav yom v'yom b'medrash in Esther Rabbah Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Binyamin b'Rabbi Levi Bonehah shel Rachel nisan shave, which means the children of Rachel had the same kinds of challenge. They were tested in the same fashion, generations apart, as we'll see, but the generations of the children of Rachel are the ones who are tested, challenged, and then prove themselves worthy of being leaders of Israel to the point where they become saviors of Israel. So Nisan means their Nisayon, their tests. Shava, they were very much the same. Ugdulasan Shava. And then how they were rewarded by being given exalted and powerful positions, they became prominent. It happened twice to the descendants of Rachel. Hahahu dichsiv, as the Pasuk says. Yosef was challenged, verily, by the wife of Potiphar. Vayhi kedabra el Yosef yom yom. Notice the same words. Yom yom. Every day, she's trying to entice him. She's trying to lure him to be with her intimately. The kanksiv, and here in the case of Mordechai, it says, Vayhi ka'amra melav yom yom v'lo shama aleihem. Ulahalon ksiv, there in the case of Yosef, the Torah says, V'lo shama elaha lishkav etzla. He would not be with her. He would not do the sin. So this is what she wanted. And Yosef refused. They expected Mordechai to bow to Haman. Mordechai refused. And then Gdulas and Shave, the way they were both given prominence and a reward of such prominence, Shave, they too parallel each other. The reward of Yosef, the reward of Mordechai. Ha-ho-duch-siv, va-yosar paro es tabato me-al-yodo. He took his signet ring off his hand, vayiten oisa al yad Yosef, vayal beishos obigdei sheish. And kan ksiv, and here, sure enough, similarly in Parakhes in Megillas Esther, after Haman was hung, and Esther explains to the Melech Achashverosh, her relationship to Mordechai. And the Megillah says, Vayasar HaMelech Es Ta'aba Toya Sher Hevir Me Haman Vayitno Le Mordechai. That great Hasaros Tabas that had been done to the chagrin of Am Yisrael, threatening Am Yisrael's safety, it was turned around. V'nahafoichu, it's part of the V'nahafoichu. That very great ring of the king is now given to Mordechai instead. So again, you have this challenge daily, you have the enticements daily, and you have ultimately the gedula of becoming second to the king and being given the king's signet ring. Also, in the case of Yosef,
does it discuss what the coincidence, how come both were rings, how come like...
The ring always expresses that you are second in command. You're my trusted second in command. That's what the ring signifies. So it was given to Yosef by the Pharaoh, and here it was given to Mordechai by Achashverosh.
I'm saying, why is there a coincidence that this happened in both cases?
No, it's not. The point of this is that Yosef was challenged and met the challenge. Mordechai was challenged and met the challenge. And then in both cases, the Medrash is saying, they are given prominent positions as their reward. And this Medrash is going to be fleshed out by the Maharal. Another parallel between the two, also very fascinating, is that the Torah says how Yosef was paraded on the chariot of the Pharaoh. And Mordechai was paraded on the king's mount, in the parade in Shushan. Lahalun ksiv vayarkev oisoi bimerkeves hamishna asher lo vayikru lefonov, and they call out in front of Yosef, and they call out Avrech, Avrech, praising him, and the same thing happens to Mordechai. V'chan ksiv v'nasoin halavush v'hasus, dress him up in the bigdei hamelach, put him on the king's horse, v'koru lefonov kochay osel ish asher hamelach ofes bikari.
Another coincidence, yes, is that dreams both save them.
Yes. Very, very good point. Very important issue. That there's this issue of the dreams, or the night and the experience of the night and sleepless nights and the sleepless night of the Pharaoh and the sleepless night of Achashverosh. Very, very good. And then the Medrash goes on. This is all the Medrash. Ma amar Mordechai, l'misha amar loy, madua ato iveris mitzvas ha-melech. What did Mordechai answer? What did Mordechai say when they said to him, why aren't you following the king's command? You should be bowing to the Haman. And all it says in the Megillah is, ki higid lehem esher hu Yehudi. Rebbe Levi amar, amar lehem Mordechai, Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, hizril lanu b'toyra, orur ho'ish esher yaseh pesel, u'maseicha. And that's the only order where it says ho'ish esher yaseh. The point being that here, Zeharosha Osa Atzmei Avodah Zarah. He is an Ish Avodah Zarah. Haman has deified himself. And we have a curse. No one may ever create and or worship an idolatrous image. And if a human being claims to be a god, I'm not going to be able to show any respect. It would be interpreted as if I am recognizing that person as a god. Zeharosha Osa Atzmei Avodah Zarah. V'Yishayah Navi Hiziranu. More recently, Mordechai says, Yishayahu, the great Navi, said, Chidlu Lachem Min Ha'adam, desist from turning and trusting in man, Asher Neshama Ba'apo, who merely has breath of life, but is not a god, Ki B'men Echshavu, V'loy Oid, and then he goes on to say, Elo Sha'anu, Isgan Tirin Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the palace entourage. This word Isgan Tirin means that we're part of the palatial staff. We're in the palace guard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol HaShvatim Noldu B'chutz La'aretz. All of the Shvatim were born in Chutz La'aretz. And Aram Narayim was Zekeini, but my grandfather, Binyamin, Nolad Be'eretz Yisrael. Well, now you understand how that plays in. He says, I'm not just Yehudi, I'm Ish Yemini, as he's called in the Megillah. I'm from Binyamin. Being from Binyamin means I'm from those who have descended from that one son of Yaakov, born in Eretz Yisrael. That's First of all, now, the Medrash goes on to say, Amrin Le, they said to Mordechai, okay, V'nemar Le. So we're going to tell this all to Haman. Miyad, V'yagidu L'Haman. And they went and told Haman, as it says in the Megillah, V'yagidu L'Haman. They told Haman what Mordechai had said. Amr L'Hain Haman. Haman answered, Amrin Le. Go back to Mordechai and tell him, Zekeinoi Halehu Hishtachav L'Zekeini. You know, his grandfather, Yaakov, bowed to my grandfather. Amalek is the descendant of Esav. Well, guess what? In Eretz Yisrael, when he came back, his Zayda bowed to my Zayda. Ha-ha-hu d'chsiv, as it says, v'tigashna ha-shvachos v'gaymer. In other words, I have historical power.
Yes, Haman's Zayda being...
Haman Zayda being Esav.
Esav, yeah.
Right.
Oh no, you said Amalek, that's why.
Good. Yeah, Amalek, which is okay. Agagi. He was an Agagi from Amalek, and Amalek was a descendant of Esav. And he says, therefore, I have the power, and your grandfather lost that power. You lost that power when your grandfather bowed to me. The precedent is not just, you know, some kind of a happenstance. It means that that's how it's divinely set up. That's how the universe is meant to be, that Esav prevails, and you, Yaakov, you bow to me now again as you did then. Ba'achan yigash Yosef v'rachel v'yishtachavu. Hey, save. Mordechai answered, v'adayin lo noilad Binyamin. You're forgetting. Binyamin was in utero. Binyamin was not yet born. My grandfather, my ancestor, alone amongst the children of Yaakov, did not bow. Did not bow. That's the saving grace for the Jewish people is now going to be that there's one Shevet, that there's one of the sons of Yaakov who did not bow to Esav. And I, Mordechai, I'm descended of that Binyamin. So, Amrin Le, go tell that to Haman. That's the end of the Medrash. There are about 6-7 lines from the bottom on the right-hand side on page Kuf Chav Tes. Let's continue. HaMedrash HaZeh Ba'al Loimar Ki Yosef U'Binyamin Hem Shavim. They have this tremendous power. B'zeh Shehem Chazakim Be'emuna V'Hem Koshim V'Oimdim. Ein Adam Yochel L'Fatoy Soysom. You cannot entice them. You can't move them off the mark. Yosef could not be moved to do the sin with the wife of Potiphar, Mordechai, from the family of Binyamin. Yosef is, of course, from Rachel, as is Binyamin. Binyamin like Yosef, Mordechai like Yosef, will not be moved off the mark. He's not going to bow. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. And that's why it says it in Lashon Asid. It doesn't just say lo kara v'lo yishtachave. It's lo yichra v'lo yishtachave. Because it's in his nature, it's in his force and power not to ever. Rakim omdim be'munasam, they stay steadfast and remain steadfast in their faith. V'cholzem b'pnei ki heim netuim im hashchina. Why? Because they have something that gives them a place with, they are, so to speak, planted and rooted there where the Shechina resides. Ki binyamin haloi hashchina ha'yse b'chalkai. That's where the Beis HaMikdash was, in the chelek of binyamin. The Mizbeach in the Chelek of Binyamin. Uchidiksiv ubein ksefov shachain, as Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, va'od, ki hu noilad b'Eretz Yisrael. And as he says in the Medrash, I was born, meaning Binyamin was born on Eretz Yisrael, which means I have a place in holiness, far superior to even any of my great uncles. Shemizeh tira, ki hu shachain el Hashem Yisbarach, which means we are with Hashem. That's the concept of Isganterin Shel HaKadosh Baruch. But the Medrash says, we're part of the palace staff. We're in the entourage of the king. It's because my great-great-great-great-grandfather was born in Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash was in his territory. V'koshi l'hotzi o'isa misham ba'asher hu im hashchina. You can't move me. You can't change me. You can't corrupt me. Because I, so to speak, am with the Shechina. V'yosef gam kein ha'isa ha'shechina b'chalkai. Halei Mishkan Shiloh hu b'chalkai. Mishkan Shiloh was in the chelek of Yosef, right? In the Nachla of Ephraim. Lekach nechshavim shehem dvekim yimashkinu shnei dvarim shehem biyachad ein lefreshayisam. You can't separate them. Zeh mizeh klal. You can't move Yosef away from God. You can't move Mordechai away from God. Now, by the way, you have to know that the issue with Yosef really is about not just the sin with a woman, but it's all about his being steadfast in a religious way, because in his own words, Yosef HaTzadik said to the wife of Potiphar, yes, it's true, he did say, you know, it would be the wrong thing by my master, who trusts me fully, and I can't, you know, betray that trust, I can't do this. And then Gadol Babaya says, and so on and so forth. Yosef says, in the end, after everything is said and done, with all that which, you know, in the Ben Adam L'Chaveru would be wrong, but it's an immoral act. You can't move Yosef off that mark. That's why the Medrash says that in the case of Yosef, it says Vayihi kedabra el Yosef yom yom. Upirish nison. The word nison in the Medrash means Haynu shahayu menusim bazeh b'nisayon. They were tested with the same kind of test, repeated enticements, repeated talking to by the wife of Potiphar, by the Avdei Hamelach, wife of Potiphar in the case of Yosef, by the Avdei Hamelach in the case of Mordechai. She's enticing him. She's trying to lure him to be with her. And he is tested with this. He's being tested that way. That's why, in both cases, Gidulasan Shave, they both are made close to the king. They're both given positions of tremendous power and prominence, both Yosef and Mordechai. Because if you stay by and stick by Hashem, what's the proper reward? If you stick by the Melech Malchei Melachim, says the Maral, the proper reward is, I'll give you power and you'll be next to the Melech Basar V'dam. Both of them said, I'm going to stick by my Elohim, by my Melech Malchei Melachim. Both of them are therefore rewarded with Hashem saying, I'm going to give you a place next to the King of Flesh and Blood. And he says this, let's see it inside. Just as they similarly remained faithful in their ways of faith to Hashem in their tzidkis, shehayu menusim v'omdim v'lo yisrodu min Hashem yisbarach, kach gidulasan, so too the way they were given prominence and reward of prominence, shenasan lehem Hashem yisbarach hayu shavim boy, ugidulasan shehayu krevim el hamalchus, they became karev l'malchus, as we call it. Karev l'malchus meaning very powerful, karev l'malchus, close to, becoming a confidant of the king, a vassal state, maybe given to Mordechai. It could be that he was given power over some of the mashmos of the Megillah, is that he was given power, actually a sense of being a member of the government and given power over some of the territories, and giving at least advice to the king over how to treat the territories. That's why at the end of the Megillah, there's mention of the mass of the taxes that were raised. It may have been that he was involved in the treasury. But the point is that Mordechai was given this very, very prominent and powerful position. That's why the Hasaras Tabas is so important. Why is it that the king gives the tabas over? It's a way of saying, you are close to me. I trust you. You're given power. You're being given power that's vested in you by, and can be vested in you only by me, by the king. This is due them, both Yosef and Mordechai, because they are close to the melech. Which melech? B'pnei shehem krovim el ha-melech malchei melachim. Because they remained steadfast and abided by their melech malchei melachim, the king of kings Hashem, v'lo yisaru mi'itai, and would not stray from Hashem, l'kach, therefore, midah k'neged midah, tit for tat, hoya ha-melech hu Hashem yisbarach, karov lahem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're close and remain by my side, I remain by yours. And therefore they deserved and they were rewarded by the king putting his ring on their hand, on their finger. Hu melech basav adam lamata. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the way you stuck by me, the king lamala in Shemaim, I'm going to have you close to the king lamata here on earth. This shows, this indicates ki hamelech basav adam karev lahem. Putting the ring on their finger is a way of saying, you're close to the king. You're being rewarded with this closeness to the king. Ve'elu shnei dvarim dahainu nison ugudulason shayochim ze lozeh. That was why the test and how they were rewarded also are mida keneged mida. They're being tested to see if they would remain close to and remain true to the melech malchei melachim. They are rewarded by becoming close to and having the opportunity to be true to the melech basar v'dam. Ve'elu shnei dvarim dahainu nisan, the way they were tested. Ugdulasan, the way they were rewarded with a prominent position. Shayachim zelazeh, they relate to each other. Again, midah keneged midah. Ki nisan shehem dvekim bo yisbarach. They were tested to see if they would remain close to, clinging in the faith to their moral stance and to the sense of being true to the mitzvah satorah and to the Ribbono Shel Olam's will. Ve'einam sarim itay, they would not stray from, they would not be unfaithful to Hashem. Ugdulasan, ma'ase Hashem yisbarach itam b'chal davar. So the gadlus or the gdula that they achieved was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be with them, remain with them, and protect them, give them a prominence with their becoming close to the king. Kama sheheim im Hashem yisbarach, kach Hashem yisbarach itam. As they were with Hashem, Hashem was with them. So this, then he goes on to continue to say that, that Binyamin is particularly close to Hashem because of his having been born in Eretz Yisrael. And when you are in Eretz Yisrael, you have a relationship with Hashem that's unique. He quotes the famous Maamar Chazal, Hador in Chutz Laretz, you live in outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's kimi she'ein lo eloka. It would be as if you're far from God, like you don't have a God. Because Eretz Yisrael is Hashem's. And there is no intercessor, there's no sar, so to speak, for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is directly influenced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Asher, Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, Mereshis Hashana, Ad Achris Shana, unique amongst all of the lands of the world. If you're born there, therefore, you are, closest to Hashem. You are most intimately involved with, identified with Hashem. So that's the idea here of what this Medrash is saying. That Haman was taking for granted that the Jewish people would have to be completely submissive to him because he's from Amalek and he's therefore from Esav, and Yaakov after all had bowed to Haman, to Esav, and therefore now Mordechai should be bowing to Haman. And Mordechai's response, however, is that not all of us bow. And I'm from Binyamin. I'm a descendant of Binyamin, and Binyamin does not give in, and Binyamin does not move off the mark, and Binyamin did not bow and will not bow. And in this fashion, I, from Binyamin, am following in the footsteps of my great-uncle, great-great-great-uncle Yosef, also from the same mother, Rachel, and remaining true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the point of the Medrash pointing out, saying to us, that they were both tested, yom yom, repeatedly, and both stood the tests, stood up to the challenge, and succeeded. and were able to not only not give in, but were able to actually defy the person and be fearless. After all, Yosef, you know, suffered great consequence and suffered being thrown in prison for what he had done. Didn't matter. This is what he had to do. This is how he had to preserve his sanctity. This is how he had to remain faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mordechai, really, whatever it was, however he might have imperiled himself, he is not going to bow. This is the Midah of Binyamin, as it was the Midah of Yosef. The Midah of Mordechai, as it was the Midah of Yosef. And then both of them are rewarded with that which we would call Hasaras HaTabas, where the king says, you're close to me. I trust you. I give you prominence, and I give you and share with you some of my royalty and power. And the reason it's coming to them is because if they showed such respect and such an affinity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the ultimate royal of the world, of the universe, then they deserve to be amongst royalty and close to royalty down here on earth as well.